Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Despite all that's going on at the border between the United States and Mexico, Department of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas on CBS News last night refuses to call it a crisis.
I view it as a significant challenge.
Why won't you say the word crisis?
You know what? Because I have tremendous faith in the people of the Department of Homeland Security, and a crisis speaks to me of a withdrawal from our mission.
Democrat Senator Joe Manchin regrets his Inflation Reduction Act vote. Manchin signed the legislation last July claiming it would tackle inflation by aggressively producing more energy, get more supply, and bring prices down. Manchin last night on Fox News.
That is not how it was written. It was not the intent. It's not the agreement that President Biden and I had. So I'm hoping that he intervenes and basically says, listen, we need energy security. We have to produce fossil energy cleaner and better than ever before, but we need an amount of it that we can be energy independent and secured as a nation.
Florida's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis calls out the Manhattan District Attorney.
DeSantis had some choice words for Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg during a speech on Long Island.
Does a flimsy indictment against a former president of the United States, based on a bunch of things that they're saying, business records, which, first of all, even if it's true, that's a misdemeanor. This guy is doing politics. He has an agenda. That is not the rule of law.
Hundreds showed up to see Florida's governor on his national book tour. DeSantis is trying to raise his profile on the national stage, but has not declared his intention to run for the White House. I'm Jeremy Scott.
March Madness ends tonight when the San Diego State Aztecs play the UConn Huskies in the championship game. The game starts at 9:20 p.m. Eastern on CBS. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
There's been another train derailment, this time in Montana.
25 freight train cars derailed yesterday morning when the cars jumped the tracks near the community of Paradise. That's about 200 miles northwest of Bozeman. The train was traveling near the banks of the Clark Fork River. Several cars tumbled into the water. The sheriff's office did not say what the train was hauling, but said there did not appear to be any hazardous materials on board. No one was hurt. A full investigation is underway. I'm Dave Collins.
A man suspected of stealing a truck from a San Antonio home was shot and killed after the truck's owner tracked it down using an Apple AirTag. The San Antonio Police Department says they received a report of a stolen vehicle around 1 p.m. last Wednesday. The owner found the truck at a shopping center. The owner did contact police to report the missing vehicle, but ended up confronting the suspect before police arrived. The suspect was shot and killed in the truck. The coroner has now ruled the suspect, 44-year-old Andrew Herrera's death, a homicide. Former President Trump is expected to travel tonight to New York City, where security is being ramped up ahead of his arraignment.
Trump reportedly plans to fly to LaGuardia Airport tonight and stay at the Trump Tower before arriving in Lower Manhattan for Tuesday's scheduled court appearance. It's unclear if Trump will make a statement before leaving New York, but he does plan to speak from his Mar-a-Lago resort Tuesday night. Trump was indicted on a number of charges last week related to money payments to Stormy Daniels prior to the 2016 election. I'm Skip Kelly.
Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's cool.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. And as promised, we've got Ken Cuccinelli with us. Ken is an American lawyer, politician who served as a senior official performing the duties of the Deputy Secretary of Homeland Security from 2019 to 2021. He is now the national chairman of the Election Transparency Initiative. Ken, good to have you back on with us. How are you, sir?
I am doing better than America. I hope you are.
Yeah, I'm right with you there. No doubt. Many of us are in shock because of the announcement of the indictment that came as a bit of surprise. So, you know, you were a man. You were in the room right there serving the president. What's your response to what the district attorney is doing to Donald Trump in New York?
Well, it's a very personalized weaponization of the justice system. I think it's almost par for the course for these Soros prosecutors, and I think it's horrible and embarrassing for America, frankly. I think it's terrible. I was glad to see Governor DeSantis say, hey, you want to go the extradition route? I'm not going to do that, because obviously the president's Florida resident, and that's the kind of position we need to take against this kind of political persecution.
Well, this is an attack on our constitutional rights at its basis. And those that represent, in this case, Donald Trump and anybody who is a conservative or a Republican, Ken, is it not?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we've seen this at the federal level within the FBI and within the Department of Justice, especially as headed by Merrick Garland. And this has been, while it's shocking, we've come to see it over and over. This is just the first time it's involved a president, and you know, this is not a path we want America to be on.
This really is a desperate move by the left, is it not?
Oh, no question. This is the latest round of the Trump derangement syndrome, and they just can't stop themselves from hating him. And you know, how it all plays out, I don't really know, but I do know that it gives an awful lot of Americans a very sour taste about our supposed justice system.
When we look back in history, it didn't fare well for Republicans when they went after Bill Clinton, did it?
No, it did not. And, you know, at the same time that people are looking at the very questionable financial arrangements of the Biden family, you'd think Joe Biden might be looking over his shoulder a bit.
Well, but he seems to be protected. They've been protecting him and his family all these years. You know, this has become a one-party nation. I was born and raised in California. I saw California turn into a one-party state. And, of course, they were the poster child for what Democrats saw and what they wanted to see happen across the country. And they've been successful in many respects. And, you know, what they've done is they've obliterated, and you as an attorney can and appreciate this, they've obliterated the justice system to where the justice system no longer is functional.
Yeah, and in large parts of the country, and also because of our, we have jurisdictions that are large and where power resides, called cities, mm-hmm. that tend to be where political trials show up, and even the jury pool is severely slanted in those spaces in ways that doesn't happen anywhere else in the country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what happened to the jury of our peers? That's out the door, right?
Well, it certainly is at times. I was called in before the J6 grand jury, and when they got to not filtering their questions to the prosecutor, they were asking me things directly, and I had a back and forth with one of them, and the bitter edge in his voice made it very clear that they all viewed this as a tool to achieve their own bitter political ends, and that's what I see happening here.
Wasn't it an extension of the cover-up of what happened in 2020? I mean, this is a play that we've seen happen time and again throughout history.
Well, but this was going on before 2020.
Yes, exactly.
You know, it's been going on for years. And, I mean, the next biggest challenge of the next Republican Attorney General is going to be to root this out of the Department of Justice. And it's going to be attacked on the left. It's going to be attacked by the media, but I double speak. And but it's an absolute necessity if we're going to return to balance in the justice system and at least at the federal level. I'm not sure I have any hope for New York.
Well, Ken, as I stated, you were there in the room, and you saw a lot that Donald Trump saw in terms of the deep state. But I wonder now, in terms of the declaration of the deep state, of how deep and nefarious it is.
Oh, I mean, you have to assume virtually every agency is essentially a left-wing tool. It's all, and the best thing to do is to cut them. You know, a balanced budget would go a long way to reducing the power of the left because you'd eliminate so much of government. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why Republicans don't seize on that.
Well, and that's a good point. At some point, you've got to decide what hill are you going to die on. And I think this is what is looking for an answer right now, you know, from the Republican Party and conservatism. And maybe this might congeal, you know, the troops in such a way to where this becomes their clarion cry here, Ken, that they may have woken up a beast that they're going to rue the day on.
Oh, there's no question. And when you combine it with the unveiling of the censorship state that was really being run by the deep state, mm-hmm. and you know that has been quite an awakening for folks with the purchase of Twitter by Elon Musk and the opening of that set of revelations. And you know, there's more to learn there. And Americans realize, including a lot of people in the middle, that, you know, this is not right. It has a wrong feel to it. It isn't just these people in the left and the right that are complaining about this. It's ordinary Americans who are saying, now, wait a minute, government isn't supposed to do that.
Right.
And there's an awful lot of that going on right now.
Well, it is inherent. You're exactly right. And this really crosses over all kinds of lines and really is a bipartisan issue. That is that we want our justice to be free and fair. And it no longer is. And this is problematic for Americans on its face, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, to your point, Ken.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely true. And so what affirmative steps can be taken? I mean, Governor DeSantis is the only person in the country who's removed a Soros prosecutor. Soros mm-hmm. prosecutor fought him, sued, et cetera, and the governor won because he did it right. He prepared. He fought well. He has handled his Florida deep state exceptionally well. And while Donald Trump fought hard, he didn't fight as well. I mean, look at the Department of Justice. What really happened at a time when there were massive complaints about the politicization of the Department of Justice, even while he was president? Answer, mm-hmm. nothing. Nothing. And that's a real problem, and it's still hurting us across the country. I can tell you when I was fighting the riots for 7 months in 2020, all over the country, Portland, we had 340 officer injuries just in the summer of 2020. 340 officer injuries. You know how many FBI agents were deployed out there? Two.
Wow.
Two. and the U.S. attorney under President Trump would hardly prosecute anything.
Exactly.
So we can complain about the local prosecutors not doing their job, but when our own team isn't bothering to pick up the slack when there are federal law violations involving violence, then we have lost a huge opportunity. It's a big part of why I'm supporting Governor DeSantis. He's so much better at this than anybody, any chief executive has ever been since Reagan, and we really need him.
Stay with us, Ken. We've got to go to quick break. We've got more from Ken Cuccinelli after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Fresh and independent. messages the way you like to hear from us. It is 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Ken Cuccinelli, American lawyer, politician who served as a senior official performing the duties of the Deputy Secretary of Homeland Security from 2019 to 2021, continues with us. He's the national chair of the Election Transparency Initiative. We'll talk more about that in just a few moments. Ken, you saw last week Mayorkas was grilled by, on the Hill about his lack of performance. But, he is doing the bidding for Joe Biden. Our borders are empty. You saw yourself firsthand. You were there and in securing the border, doing everything you could, even with your hands tied behind your back as the Secretary of Homeland Security. You know, what is your response to Mayorkas's performance or lack thereof?
Well, first of all, he has not been truthful with Congress, rather outrageously so. That's one. Two, what we view as a crisis and a disaster is their intentional policy on the border. Realize that much of what we face off with today on the left hates America. And that quadrant of the Democrat Party has got the wheel. That's where an open borders policy comes from. Despite the massive harm across America to our poor people, depressing their wages, taking their jobs, and the crime and overwhelming of schools and communities that disadvantages Americans and legal immigrants who play by the rules, who get the shortest end of the stick of all, by the way. This is actual policy. And Mayorkas, if you're Joe Biden, Mayorkas was the perfect pick for you because he doesn't care about the law, and he's absolutely committed to undermining the sovereignty of America.
And that's the bottom line, that everything that the Biden administration is involved with is to really fall in line with Klaus Schwab and the globalists. Is it not, or am I overstating that, Ken?
Well, the Venn diagram overlap is 100% as far as I know. I don't know of any difference in those two agendas. And that's not good for America. That whole agenda is to drag America down, as socialism always does, to the lowest common denominator. Instead of being the greatest country in the history of the world, they want us to be just like everybody else.
Exactly.
And this administration is pursuing policies that would have that result if we don't stop them.
Well, Ken, in your efforts as national chair of the Election Transparency Initiative, it is consistent with our heartbeat as well, and we continue to beat the drum about We the People. We the People, a government of, for, and by We the People, is based on the consent of the governed and the critical importance of a free and fair election so that our vote counts. No question, the majority of America today believes, especially in 2020, the election was compromised. We do not know the whole truth and nothing but. And we have got to, if we the people are going to recapture, as Donald Trump stated in his inauguration speech in 2016, if it's going to come back to we the people must reassume our position of authority, which is guaranteed in the Constitution by free and fair elections, the consent of the governed. So we have got to hold their feet to the fire and make sure that our elections maintain that free and fair quality. If not, we've got the America we have today, and this is why we're grateful for all the great work that you're doing on our behalf.
Well, certainly I agree with you, and so do the members of SBA and APP who we work with, and it's been an amazing coalition on the right. I've never seen so much of the right of center world hold together so consistently on an issue as we have since 2020 in reforming and cleaning up elections. We're called the Election Transparency Initiative because we believe transparency provides citizens accountability. They should be able to see everything except how you mark your ballot so that we can hold the people who run our elections accountable to have free, fair, and secure elections. It's why we support things like voter ID and avoid things like ranked choice voting that make elections much more confusing and more expensive to operate and less accurate, as history has shown us. We've also continued the march on Zuckerbucks. For your listeners, Zuckerbucks are the dollars named after Mark Zuckerberg, who put $400 million supposedly into government election offices, but the real purpose and what he achieved was a get out for the Democrats in big cities, which are 90-10 Democrat. Imagine if you could pay the referee and you were the coach of one of the basketball teams
exactly.
during March Madness. I mean, that's what's going on with Zuckerbucks. And about half the states have banned them. Georgia has now just passed a bill under the governor for their second ban because DeKalb County was trying to do an end run around the ban they passed in 2021. That's how nefarious these people are.
Exactly. Well, you just cited two huge election issues that continue to impact voting rights and free and fair elections. Can you unwrap a little bit more about this ranked choice voting that has been rigging elections?
Sure. So first, let's tell people what it is.
Yes.
We're all used to going to the ballot and voting for somebody for an office. So ranked choice voting is a much more complicated system than regular voting. Instead of having parties put up their candidates, nominate their candidates, they put a bunch of people on the ballot at the same time. Let's say there's five. And if no candidate gets over half the vote, then they take the second choice votes of voters from the number five candidate. So instead of voting for a candidate when you show up, you list, you rank all five, thus the name ranked choice voting. One, two, three, four, five. But this is utterly confusing and foreign to most American voters. And a lot of them mess it up and they're frustrated. And it's very complicated to count, as we have seen. For example, you mentioned you're from California. Mm-hmm. California just seated two school board members who they thought had won using a ranked choice voting system, but discovered that they had counted in between rounds wrong. And they actually hadn't won. But they'd already certified the election. There's nothing in California law that allows them to remove those folks from the school board, even though they didn't win the election. Couldn't happen to a better state. You know, ranked choice voting was used in the mayoral Democrat primary. Last year, it took them weeks to count the votes. And, of course, it's always best to get it right than to get it fast. But when you have that kind of delay, people legitimately are concerned about shenanigans going on, and it badly undermines confidence in the outcome of our elections. We're called the Election Transparency Initiative at electiontransparency.org because we believe the ability of citizens to see and follow everything in their election system, order how you mark your ballot, is what gives you confidence in the outcome of the race.
And exactly.
And that doesn't happen with ranked choice voting. It's utterly confusing. It's confusing to the people who run the election, much less voters. So we really are fighting hard to keep this from getting a toehold and get rid of it in Maine and Alaska, where it has taken hold statewide.
Ken, got about a minute. Yeah, go ahead.
With one more minute, realize the left wants confusion. It's why they don't want voter ID. It's why they do want ranked choice voting. It's why they want massive numbers of absentee ballots without request being scattered hither, thither, and yon. It's because they believe that they win in confusion. They have a huge litigation advantage, and that's how confused elections are solved. And they have some reason to think they have an advantage there. We've closed the gap on the right, but they still have a huge advantage litigating races, and they argue about getting in the margin of litigation, not the margin of error, but the margin of litigation, so they can take the race. How Senator Norm Coleman, how Norm Coleman lost it to Al Franken. We lost a governor's race in Washington. Dino up there lost. This goes on all over the country, and they leverage their advantage. They want confusion on the left.
Ken Cuccinelli, we got to leave it there. Where can people go to be informed and get all the information they need?
You can follow me at Ken Cuccinelli on Twitter, also electiontransparency.org has all the connections with our partners that join us, follow us, and weigh in on this issue and become election officials themselves, right, where they live.
Exactly. He's national chair of the Election Transparency Initiative. Ken Cuccinelli has been with us. Thank you, Ken.
Spring is here, and there's no better time to try something new. Take a taste of Coke Zero Sugar and enjoy real Coke taste and zero sugar. Now available at participating Burger King restaurants. Try Coke Zero Sugar with your favorite food from Burger King. Satisfy your hunger and enjoy Coke Zero Sugar with a piping hot breakfast sandwich, like a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. Sizzling sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted American cheese on a toasted croissant makes for a delicious breakfast to start your morning right. And don't forget the crispy hash browns. Or if the flame-grilled Whopper sandwich, BK Royal crispy chicken sandwich, or chicken fries are your fave, you are in luck. All Burger King menu items pair perfectly with an ice-cold Coke Zero Sugar. It's the perfect no-sugar sparkling beverage that goes great with everything. Take a taste of Coke Zero Sugar to enjoy spring your way at Burger King, where you rule. At participating U.S. Burger King restaurants. Sponsored by Coca-Cola.
USA News Update. Despite all that's going on at the border between the United States and Mexico, Department of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas on CBS News last night refuses to call it a crisis.
I view it as a significant challenge.
Why won't you say the word crisis?
You know what? Because I have tremendous faith in the people of the Department of Homeland Security, and a crisis speaks to me of a withdrawal from our mission.
Democrat Senator Joe Manchin regrets his Inflation Reduction Act vote. Manchin signed the legislation last July claiming it would tackle inflation by aggressively producing more energy, get more supply, and bring prices down. Manchin last night on Fox News.
That is not how it was written. It was not the intent. It's not the agreement that President Biden and I had. So I'm hoping that he intervenes and basically says, listen, we need energy security. We have to produce.
Lance Pry, USA News.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Back with you, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Happy Monday to you. Bill Martinez here. We've got Adam Angieski. Yes, he is the author and the founder of OpenTheBooks.com. Adam, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Well, great to be on.
Okay, we got all the sounds there. Just an extra bonus in your ear. It's okay. Hey, Adam, I guess our government, bureaucrats, they're kind of pitching a fit a little bit. How dare the government want them to go back and utilize these expensive offices that we, the people, have paid for, right?
Yeah. Well, they're slowly returning to the office after 3 years of working remotely. Washington, D.C. has the highest work-from-home rate in the country. The mayor over there in Washington, D.C. is very angry because the city's a ghost town. You know, when the feds don't go back into the office, it hurts their local economy. But
exactly.
Despite the empty cubicles, Bill, we got the president, Joe Biden, in his budget to Congress. He quietly talked a 5.2% pay raise for the 1.4 million federal employees in the executive agencies into his budget. And that would be the largest single pay hike for the swamp since 1980.
Well, come on, Adam. Let's be fair. They've just been doing a great job for us, haven't they? I mean, you know, you've got to reward excellence. Of course, I'm cynical.
That's right. They don't call it Club Fed for nothing.
Yeah.
Look, 99% of them, Bill, are rated mostly successful. That's actually impossible.
whatever mostly successful, it probably means the same as mostly peaceful, huh?
You know, U.S. Senator Joni Ernst and I, we co-authored a editorial that was published at Newsweek on this topic last week. And in one of the comments, it said that Kim Jong-un in North Korea wins re-election with 98.7%. So 99% of the federal employees is mostly successful. That's better. That's better than the talking points in North Korea.
Well, you know you're rigging the system when you come up with those kind of numbers. I mean, that's clear. That's like Barack Obama winning, what, all 58 counties in Pennsylvania or something, 100%. Impossible to hit numbers like that, no matter how many Black Panthers with clubs you have sitting outside a, a ballot voting station. But, you know, hey, look, leave it to this government. I mean, they've rigged the system, and here, you know, we're led to believe in this insidious, you know, type of operation. And this is what's so disheartening, Adam, for the American people, especially right now. They're working their tails off trying to still, you know, overcome the effects of COVID. You know, for those of us that weren't, paid to stay home and relied on government cheese, you know, we're sitting here trying to make this thing work. And then meanwhile, there they are, the permanent ruling bureaucratic class getting their way once again at the expense of the American people.
Well, it is the administrative state on steroids. And make no mistake, when you say they rigged the system, then they turned around and gamed it. And so,
yes,
you know, right now we've identified in the latest 2022 federal payroll data, you know, hot on your shelf, just through the door, breaking news, that in 109 out of the 125 federal executive agencies, this is the alphabet soup of agencies, the IRS, Health and Human Services, EPA, the average pay now exceeds six figures. It exceeds $100,000 a year. So, Bill, not only
average.
Did they rig the system, but they've gained it for personal gain.
Yeah, exactly. And you can't even get them to come into the office, right? And I mean, this is really a windfall for them because, you know, they don't have any energy expenses. They're not paying, you know, for travel expenses. They're staying at home. And in some cases, you're having people saying, look, nobody's even checking up on me. You know, nobody's even asking what I'm doing.
Well, it's $500 million a day just on cash compensation, not including the benefits. You pop the benefits in there, it's probably $750 million a day, the federal executive agency workforce. This doesn't include the spy agencies. This doesn't include the Department of Defense. It doesn't include the post office. We're talking the alphabet soup of agencies. It's about $750 million a day on cash compensation plus benefits.
Unbelievable.
So obviously it's very expensive. But then, you know, it's not only about the cash compensation, the high salary, which averages now more than $100,000 a piece. It's also about those perks. And the reason the perks are so expensive, just for example, on paid time off, if you hit your 3-year anniversary as a federal bureaucrat, you get nearly 9 full weeks of paid time off. You get 44 days of paid time off. It's 20 vacation days. It's 11 holidays and 13 sick days. You also get personal days, but 44 days of paid time off to, you know, sit at home with, you know, not working or to sip martinis on the beach.
Mm. So what are they working, like a teacher's schedule or something like that? I mean, you work 9 months and you get paid for 12 kind of deal?
We're down to that. Like at 9 full weeks of paid time off, nearly but not quite, it's a 4-day work week. Every week, it's a 3-day weekend, nearly every work week of the year.
Well, it's no wonder when you need government services, there's nobody there to answer the phone. And even if you've got 85,000, for example, new IRS agents, I don't think any one of them is there to answer a phone, especially if they have gun and ammo on the hand, right?
Well, exactly. And obviously over at the IRS since 2006, we've identified $23 million worth of guns, ammunition, and military-style equipment purchased by the Internal Revenue Service. So, look, socialism always, at the end of the day, has to be backed up by a gun, by the barrel of a gun. I'm Polish.
Yes.
We've talked about this in the past. That is experience of all of human history. Look, but, you know, in the rank-and-file federal agencies right now, I think we should review the cost-effectiveness gap. Okay, so
exactly.
Silicon Valley Bank goes down, and all of a sudden the national news headlines are screaming that we have a banking crisis, just all of a sudden and overnight. Well, we've identified the federal agency in charge of the health and safety of the U.S. banking system. And you'll recognize it. It's the FDIC, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. And they're supposed to audit for the safety and soundness of the system. They've got nearly 6,000 auditors over at the FDIC. Those folks make an average of $160,000 on salary and bonus every single year. 160,000. They're one of the most highly compensated federal agencies. So what have they been doing? Have taxpayers really been getting a good shake for these people? Like, we're not supposed to be surprised about a banking crisis. They're supposed to be auditing for the safety and soundness of the system all the way along.
And, of course, this was all justified, 9 years earlier? I mean, with Dodd-Frank, all the and you know, the latest renditions and iterations of bank failures that have gone down. Oh, no, this will never happen again. We're going to super fortify the system to make sure it doesn't. And then nobody's holding them accountable, Adam.
Yeah, and it just repeats, 12, 13 years later. So then, you got little-known agencies that we identified here, like the Appalachian Regional Commission. You know, Joe Manchin's wife, Gail Manchin, she heads that up nowadays. And so, what are they supposed to do? Well, this is pretty interesting. It was started in 1965 under President Kennedy. And the top paid executives, they make over $176,000 a year. They're charged with helping pull residents out of poverty across 13 states, 423 counties. However, since 1965, only four counties have been pulled out of poverty out of 423. It's an abject failure.
Yeah, this would have been a Johnson deal, wouldn't it have been? Because this was all part of the war on poverty, right?
Johnson. But President Kennedy on their website, 1965, I guess it's got to be under President Johnson.
Yeah, but it might have been some stuff leaking over that he started, before his assassination, quite possibly. I mean, he's not here to defend himself. And, Johnson used this whole idea anyway, and this war on poverty was such a ruse. As I talked with another expert on this and this issue specifically, Woodson from the Woodson Institute.
Right.
I said, look at what happened. I mean, we've spent all these trillions of dollars over these years, and we haven't even moved the needle. This war on poverty, it's like, what is this war on poverty? Does it really even exist, or has this been manufactured in order to extend the size of government? And he explained very easily. He said, Bill, you got to understand, 70% of the money that went on the war on poverty went to the bureaucrats.
Yep.
So it's no wonder.
The poverty profiteers, he calls them.
Yes, exactly. No, this is, and this is all just more painful. And, of course, with the latest news, I don't know what these guys are going to do because America's petrodollar is in jeopardy as well. We've got more from Adam Andrzejewski. Stay with us. Just about 18 before the top of the hour.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Well, as we continue to work hard and work our tails off providing for our family and hoping for a better America, hoping that we would get new management and leadership that has an understanding of the American people. And, and the American people themselves have got to wake up and realize that we're all being ripped off. I mean, this opinion piece from Adam Angieski and Joni Ernst is... I think it should be earth-shattering, this idea of what's going on. I mean, this really spells out in hard cash this crazy operation, you know, that they've referred to as Club Fed. I mean, they have set themselves up quite cozily. I mean, this is what this has all happened. You know, Adam, this is what happened when the unions could no longer convince, you know, the private sector. I mean, at one time it was about 30%, and I think now it's about 6%. But they made a smart move, in a sense. I mean, for survival, they went into government operations, and the unions have really fortified themselves at the expense of the American people. I mean, what a ripoff!
Well, it is. Yeah, this isn't just waste. You're right. We're literally getting ripped off as taxpayers in this country. So, when we put this editorial up at Newsweek between Senator Joni Ernst and myself at OpenTheBooks.com, we asked three existential questions. I mean, these are basic questions in private business, but I guess they're existential when it comes to Washington, D.C. Who is working? Where are they? And most importantly, what are they doing? And this is actually difficult, Bill, to get your hands around. Taking stock of today's modern administrative state is very difficult. And the Biden administration just redacted the names of a whopping 350,000 rank-and-file federal workers from the last fiscal year payroll disclosures. We don't know who by name is working in what position in which agency. We don't know what they're doing. 350,000. And to put that in perspective, in the last year of the Obama administration, they redacted or blanked out just 2,300. So now we're up to 350,000. We estimate there's $36 billion hidden in the swamp.
It's amazing, you know, the hypocrisy. They sure want to know the donors list of all conservatives and any congressman or any political figure. They want to have all the numbers on them, but here they are. Taking advantage of the people's money, which the people have the right to know. And thank God, Adam, for you and others, processing FOIA requests to get this kind of information. You write, according to this newly released data obtained from the Biden administration via the Freedom of Information Act, we're talking about these bureaucrats who are already collecting, making $1.2 million a minute, you break it down, $72 million an hour, and over $576 million a day. And that's just the cash compensation cost to taxpayers that we reported in the first segment of this interview. I mean, and there's more. They just keep adding benefits on top of this.
Yeah, and in addition to knocking out and blanking out 350,000 names from the federal payroll disclosure, and again, look, this is not, these aren't spies. They're not Central Intelligence officers.
Right.
There's a legitimate argument that could be made, obviously, for a security shield. These are rank and file, alphabet soup, regular employees at the federal executive agencies. So in addition to the names being redacted, you also have 281,000 locations redacted. We don't know who's working or where they're at.
Well, what are they hiding? I mean, can you ask that question? Or is it just common sense takes you, you know, to that question of what are they hiding and why?
And those are the questions that we have to get to the bottom of. Because, look, it's not the Pentagon. It's not the CIA. It's, you know, there's no security shield here for national security. This wasn't legislation. They redid the internal rules on their data release policy over at the Office of Personnel Management. Yeah, you're talking like administrative state stuff, right?
Mm-hmm,
so they basically said we're not going to disclose these things anymore. And the term they used, which is very flexible linguistically, is that these are in sensitive positions. So, of course, 350,000 names get knocked out in 280,000 locations. Now, in the states, like...
Wait, hang on. All the way up to the New York Supreme Court,
that police officers, and there's nowhere more dangerous in the country than New York City or Chicago, but in New York City, it was litigated all the way up to the highest court in the state of New York that police officer names on payroll disclosure are a matter of public information. Yes, they work for us. They're paid by us. They have to be disclosed. And at the federal level, you've got 350,000. They're not even police officers. These are, quote-unquote, sensitive positions of their own definition that they're redacting and blanking out. This has never happened before in the history of the country. This is a new data release policy, and $36 billion just by changing the data release policy is now hidden.
Adam, how do these people get these jobs?
Well, yeah, I mean, they're supposed to be civil service and a meritocracy. They're supposed to pass tests. I guess that's how they get their jobs. But, I'm from Illinois. It's the Super Bowl of corruption. You get a public job here, a government job in Illinois through your friends, your family, and the people that you know.
And that's what I suspect, that this is all insidious, this type of operation, because that's what it's set up to breed. It's like a virus that just keeps protecting itself. And the thing is, in the name of transparency as well, you and Joni, point out that as if these salaries aren't enough, I mean, it's bitty, bitty good to be involved in the government and be on the government dole like this, because there's bonuses that come in. Here you're not holding people accountable. You talk about meritocracy. Well, where's the merit? I don't see where the government and the operation that we have right now is getting any better. If anything, we're $31 trillion and counting. We have defined waste. I mean, you have been nonstop in reporting on the waste of this. And they just deflect it. They say, that's just that Adam guy doing his thing again. Okay, he's got a senator involved this time. Okay, big whoop. They just keep, siege working against it and protecting themselves, and nobody cares. Nobody cares that they are doing this. I mean, they are ripping the American people off, basically.
Well, and here's a good example of this. As you pointed out, most people don't feel that government runs that well. And there was 1 million bureaucrats last year that got a performance bonus for $1.5 billion. And that's where you have the whopping 99% of the federal employees rated fully successful, which obviously is not plausible. So you have a rigging and a gaming of the system. Look, it's also with interns. You've got interns in the federal agencies now that are making between $60,000 and $131,000 per year as interns, Bill.
Yeah.
Wow. Unbelievable. It's endless. I mean, who sits up and comes up with these packages, these reward packages, and then you've got a committee or somebody that approves it. It's like, wait a minute, and nobody's, you know, answering any questions like, how do you think, you know, why is this happening? It's like, for example, you point out that in the waning year of COVID-19 years in 2021, Congress establishes a $570 million federal worker relief fund. These are people that aren't coming into the office, and they need relief, and they're still getting paid. Nobody, did they have any interruption in pay whatsoever during COVID?
No, they didn't. They got, you know, most all of government at every level had no pay interruption. Look, with the massive bailouts, that's where you've got lifeguards in California making up to, you know, making over $500,000 a year. $510,000 as a lifeguard in LA County. The Baywatch lifeguards. We put them on pay watch. But you know, look, back to the federal level. You've also got, transparency problems. All the way through when they finally retire, we don't get to see their pension at the end of the day. Taxpayers guarantee that pension. We help pay for that pension. And it'll take a change in the Federal Freedom of Information Act law for us to be able to see it. Right now, it's not disclosed. Your member of Congress, incredibly, when they retire, you don't get to see that, or any of the federal bureaucracy when they retire.
And again, because they've rigged the system to protect themselves.
Yeah, look, Trump had a great idea to drain the swamp. Mm-hmm. He did not succeed in that. The swamp grew under President Trump, and now it's on steroids under President Joe Biden to a modern-day high, over 1.44 million federal bureaucrats in the federal executive agencies. So, you know, it was a great idea. And the next Republican president needs to get serious about it.
Well, they've got to see that these bureaucrats, they're so well fortified. I mean, now you're talking over, near 1.5 million people, and how that's been extended, even though, Trump put the crosshairs on them. And has people understanding, okay, this is a problem. But I think the root goes deeper than this, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, it is the fatal conceit of the elites. The administrative state thinks that they can run your life better than you, Bill.
Yes. Well, that's clear. I mean, they continue to promote policy. Well, they don't even promote it anymore. They're just, they're just passing it in the dark of night and having us pay the bill, right? I mean, this is how galling and arrogant they are, Adam Andrzejewski. Adam, as always, we appreciate the time. Where can they go for more information? We got 5 seconds.
OpenTheBooks.com.
There he is, Adam Andrzejewski. Thank you, Adam.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.